This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Haas, it's H-A-A-S. Date of birth is February 20th of 1985. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a consultation for Mrs. Haas. A 37-year-old female patient with a congenital horseshoe kidney and a history of multiple right kidney stones, and finally removal of the right horseshoe kidney in March of 2022. After functioning had decreased, there was lots of scarring and lots of kidney stone stones inside the right kidney. So she underwent the right nephrectomy. She's been feeling well ever since. She does have preserved kidney function according to our labs. She does have a history of high blood pressure. It was transient, started in about 2015, and she did require antihypertensive medications for at least a year, up to maybe 2 years. And as she lost weight, her blood pressure normalized, and she was able to stop using antihypertensive medications. And she has had a remote history of bladder infections, but not for many years. She is feeling well today. She's slightly stressed, though, because she just got notice that her position is being eliminated at work, so she needs to find a new job. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no wheezing, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She feels as if she empties her bladder well. No numbness or tingling of extremities. No history of seizures, no balance issues, no edema, no unusual rashes or joint pain. Past medical history is significant for mild asthma. She was born with the horseshoe kidneys and then had multiple right kidney stones. Hypertension for 1 to 2 years in 2015, which improved with weight loss. And a history of urinary tract infections. Past surgical history, she had lithotripsy in the past, also a cesarean section and a tubal ligation, and a right nephrectomy March of 2022 in Ann Arbor at the University of Michigan. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and lives with her husband. She was employed as a purchaser, but her position has been eliminated, so she is searching for a new job presently. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease, hypertension, stroke, cancer, glaucoma, substance abuse, and her grandmother required dialysis and died with end-stage renal failure. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, she uses albuterol per nebulizer up to 4 times a day as needed, and then an albuterol inhaler, 1 to 2 puffs every 6 hours as needed for wheezing. She uses the QVAR steroid inhaler, 40 micrograms, 2 inhalations once a day. Zofran, 4 milligram daily, Tylenol Extra Strength, 2 tablets every 8 hours as needed for pain, but she does not use those routinely. Physical examination, her weight is 218 pounds, height is 62 inches, blood pressure left arm, sitting large adult cuff, 140/90, right arm was 142/84. Pulse is 85. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no flank tenderness. Bowel sounds are normal. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, no rashes, no lesions, brisk capillary refill, and sensation and motion are intact. Labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent lab studies were done October 19th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 0.9, estimated GFR greater than 60. Her calcium 9.1, sodium is 136, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 23, albumin 4.3, liver enzymes are normal, glucose is 85, 3-3 of 22, creatinine 0.7, July 12, 2021, creatinine is 0.9, 12-19 of 2019, creatinine is 0.8. Our last CBC show is done July 12, 2021. Hemoglobin is 14.0 with normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. The patient did have a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis without contrast July 12, 2021. That did show the right horseshoe kidney with multiple right renal stones, mild right hydronephrosis. Then she had the Lasix CT urograms done and nuclear medicine scans. And the most recent one was 1-10 of 2022. Right kidney function was 15.1% with no response to Lasix. And left kidney 84.9% with brisk response to the administration of Lasix. And then she was scheduled for removal of the right kidney, which was full of scar tissue and stones, and was suspected not to regain function even if the stones were removed. Assessment and plan. Congenital horseshoe kidneys with surgically removed right kidney, history of right kidney stones, and current mild hypertension. The patient was asked to check her blood pressure at home at various times during the day over the next 1 to 2 weeks. She will call our office with report and readings to see if we need to start a low-dose antihypertensive. She will follow a low-salt diet and will work on weight reduction, also stress reduction. We're going to have her get labs checked now, including a urinalysis and microalbumin to creatinine ratio and a random urine protein study, as well as repeating CBC and renal chemistries. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, /Jose Fuente, MD. Oh, and also please write down that the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him.